Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog.
I'm like you, Alex. You don't hear that one too much. That one is somewhat of a controversial Christmas song. I think it's kind of funny.
I do too.
But if you see the video, I guess maybe you can see why. But anyway, it's classic. It spans generations. It is 8:41 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 41 degrees. We love when the time and temperature matches. Means it's going to be a good day. Ooh. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app.
And how about those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live?
We have so much fun when our next guest comes in the studio because they're so involved in every aspect of our community. When we talk about business, being a business community leader, these folks talk the talk and walk the walk because they're involved in all aspects of our community. We've got Jen Simons joining us from Bio One of Charlotte, but don't be just disguised or fooled by the name of Charlotte. Charlotte's a good thing. They work though here, and they're here. They're local, and we love that. So good morning to you, Jen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good. Yep. Really, I mean, y'all are involved in a lot of things. Yep. I mean, we get to see it here at the broadcast house, but I see you out and about involved in other aspects of our community, and I just give you guys a lot of credit. I mean,
Thank you.
You've got an interesting job, and we're going to have you explain that.
Yes.
But is it because you're local, your kids go to school here in the district? Like, where does that service heart come from? Because you've got a business to run on the other end.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's always kind of been within me. I had the type of mom who was a homeroom mom. She was always PTO president and super involved.
Go mom.
And so she really instilled just that give back mentality. And when we first started Bio1, that I said, we're going to be part of everything. And so that's not just going to stop because we have a different type of business. You know, so my girls are in school here at Saluda in Oakdale. I'm PTO president for both. But that just, it continues to give back. And so when we started Bio1, I said, I want to be part of every single thing. The Boo-ha-ha, you know, we have a booth there, the Toys for Happiness, the Easter egg, and let the community know that we're here and we're here to help, not just because, you know, we have the crime scene business. We can do other things too, so.
Well, that's a good point.
It is. And so speaking of when you say the crime scene business, share a little bit about who you guys are, what you do for those that maybe just moved to this community and kind of don't realize the beauty behind the work you do, there's purpose and meaning.
Right. So Bio1 is a crime and trauma scene cleaning business. So we specialize in any type of traumatic situation that families need us to come in and help them with the aftermath. However, we do lots of other things. So we help with hoarding situations. We can do basic junk removal. If you have a holiday party coming up and you just need the garage cleaned out, we can organize. We can do deep cleaning. We handle mold remediation, odor removal. Sewage backups, pretty much anything you think, who does that? Bio1 does that.
Okay, I just learned more than I ever have.
Yes.
And organization's what stood out to me.
We have a couple girls that are amazing at organizing. So we'll do a hoarding job and then kind of do the deep cleaning and organizing too. So we're full service. We're not just getting rid of stuff. We're kind of getting their home back for them to live again and be safe and have a safe haven in their home.
And when they come when they get to that point, they need a third party to kind of make the decisions for them. If not, that's why they're in the situation that they're in, right?
Absolutely. And we get called a lot from families, too, and there's that personal connection, or a lot of times maybe a mom and daughter can't make those decisions together, but if we come in as the third party, we can kind of be that bridge and kind of realistically say, this is what's safe to, you know, be in your home, without pushing, but also just giving real-life examples and how we can organize and declutter.
That's wonderful.
So, yep.
And you also have Patch Boys, which is a new spinoff of Bio1, which is a great idea for anyone that hates to do any kind of drywall patching. Yep. That's where y'all come in.
Absolutely. We do small patches. We can do full rooms. We can do the popcorn scrapings, those lovely popcorn in the older home.
Therapeutic to watch, by the way.
It totally is.
We clean up before and after, like we weren't even there, ghosts in the night. So,
And Jen, what I think is so interesting on the trauma side, while you're there to clean up just a very unfortunate incident. You also provide, you've said before, like you're there sometimes for those family members to provide the mental aspect of it.
Absolutely.
And that's nothing you can teach, Jan. I mean, when you hire your folks, they've got to have that work ethic to do the job, because it is not pretty, I'm sure, what you all see.
Yeah.
But you also have to have the empathy and humility to work with people when you're seeing them at their worst.
It's so true. You know, I just did a round of interviews, and one of the things I talk about is the compassion and empathy that we have for our clients. There's two aspects of it, because in some part, we have to shut it off and we have to be able to do our job.
Boundaries.
Yes, boundaries. But then there is the other part where, you know, I've sat with widows crying on my shoulder, and I cry with them. I mean, there's just a human part of what we do that you can't shut off. So a lot of our team are really good at one aspect, and some are really good at the other. And so it's nice because we're able to kind of fill both roles.
That's what it's credit to a team.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
All of us do Bio One. Yes.
Well, Bio One is a huge supporter, again, of so many events here in our backyard, and a big part of all the campaigns we have here at the Broadcast House, including our 38th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. You've got a family. You know what it's like. I mean, let's be honest. If your family needs something, chances are you can go out and buy it. But we know not every family is like that. And it's just what getting behind it, making sure that all families feel seen and loved, especially around the holiday season.
It's incredible. I love Toys for Happiness. I had my very pregnant general manager helping me last year stuff boxes. She's not pregnant anymore, so she'll be able to do more this year.
Watch out.
Yes, but so we, as many of our team can go and help do the bags and stuff, but we are definitely bringing toys. We have our B&I group on Thursday, and we're all going to meet and bring a ton of toys together. So I just love every part of Toys for Happiness. It's a great organization and helps give back to our own community. So,
well, Jen gets the secret keys to the secret warehouse, and then we get the keys on Thursday. So we get to go on Thursday to the secret warehouse and broadcast live. But it is
Santa's been up to.
It's really unique and lovely to see. And to your point, when you're part of the Toys for Happiness campaign with the business on the business side of it, helping us to house a donation bin or roll up your sleeves, you also get all access pass to the warehouse. But it's a lot of fun to see the generosity of folks in our community.
It's incredible. I walked in and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is
Santa's
just,
warehouse.
It's like gives you goosebumps. Yeah.
It is. And the warehouse, I feel like, sometimes has to keep expanding. It just is never enough.
Yes.
For sure. All right. So it's our 38th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. All we're asking for is a new unwrapped toy. We cannot do it without so many of our business community leaders, such as Bio One, Jen Simons, and her family. Y'all truly are community leaders, and we can't say thank you enough. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jen. Thank you so much.